The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
If you missed it earlier, I think we should revisit the Zac Efron interview. I thought it was real great. The headline that Dammit Maury and I both read last week were, you know, Zac Efron is cool being a gay icon and never goes out of his way to kind of, you know, dismiss in a negative way the gay rumors about him because people have thought the kid's gay for a real long time. What were your thoughts going into this, Maury?
I was actually legitimately afraid to ask this question.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Zac Efron, and I've heard these rumors. I was afraid that he might not want to answer them. I didn't know how it would go.
Yeah.
And the way it went was absolutely amazing.
Oh,
I walked
brilliant.
Out of this interview
brilliant.
So emotional. The fact that he is such a great guy to be able to answer such an amazingly tough question.
All right, Dammit Maury.
Answer my amazing question.
Zac Efron.
He's a real great guy to be able to answer my amazing question.
He's giving himself props.
Are you kidding me?
Amazingly
anyway,
tough question.
Okay, go. Sorry.
First off, kudos. Both your films in the Film Fest, I've seen them both. They're absolutely amazing. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Obviously, there's been many rumors about you in the gay world, and I think that it's absolutely amazing that you've never shut them down with such anger and yet turned into an amazing advocate for the gay community. Why was it so important for you not to just shut them down, but become an amazing icon and advocate for the gay community?
It didn't make sense to me. You know, why I'd have to shut it down? That would seem to me like there's an innate fear of it in some way. I think that, my whole life I've worked in and amongst the gay community. I grew up in musical theater. It was something that has always been around me, and I've never looked at one way or the other. It's never been black and white to me. You know, so I don't know how else to go about it. I'm very grateful for the support that I have from the gay community, and I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that they're so enthusiastic about my work at this point.
I was so nervous to ask you that because I'm the only gay guy in Toronto radio, and so I always get told go and ask that question. You're the guy, and I'm like everyone's gonna kill me. So thank you for being amazing.
Oh,
that.
No problem. No problem. Yeah.
And again, continue doing movies where we always see you in your underwear. Another one here.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'll do my best.
Please
I'll do.
Do
my best. All right.
What more?
Let me tell you something. So we're done this interview. I do a photo with Zach and he whispers to me.
Uh-oh.
Which is not on the tape. He whispers to me, goes, thanks for asking that question. He goes, I'm always happy to talk about those things and nobody ever asks that stuff, but thank you for doing that.
Oh, so you felt a pride over your amazing question.
I had a moment with Zac Efron.
Good for you.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.